أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فلما جاء آل لوط المرسلون قال إنكم قوم منكرون قالوا بل جئناك بما كانوا فيه يمترون وآتيناك بالحق وإنا لصادقون فأسر بأهلك بقطع من الليل واتبع أدبارهم ولا يلتفت منكم أحد وامضوا حيث تؤمرون وقضينا إليه ذلك الأمر أن دابر هؤلاء مقطوع مصبحين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing with these guests of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, the three malaika that had come to him, gave him the glad tidings of a son. He apprehended and he also assumed that they would have another task to accomplish, and that task, they said that they were sent to the people of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala here speaks about their onward journey. فَلَمَّا جَاءَ آلَ لُوْثِنِ الْمُرْسَلُونَ, that when the mursaloon, the envoys, had come, had reached the Al, the house of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, similar to Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam's response, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ قَوْمٌ مُنْكَرُونَ, certainly you are people unknown. I do not recognize you. Many a people that would come to this region, to the city of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam, were always troubled by the people of Lut alayhi salam, and there would be many that would come to Lut alayhi salam for help and assistance, and he would shelter them, he would help them, he would assist them. And this would happen to Lut alayhi salatu wassalam. But here there was that inner feeling in the heart of Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam of apprehension. Who are these people? What are their missions? قَالُوا بَلْ جِئْنَاكَ بِمَا كَانُوا فِيهِ يَمْتَرُونَ, they said, no, we have brought to you things about which your people dispute. In other words, This difficulty that you are undergoing with your people, they're disputing with regards to the very basic of Tawheed. They dispute with you with regards to your Nubuwat. They dispute with you with regards to your persistently telling them about the evil and ill actions. And they go on disputing. So we have come to resolve this matter. In other words, we are the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has sent us to your people to destroy them. Wa ataynaka bil haqq, certainly we have brought about a strong reality. Wa inna lasadiqun, and certainly we speak the truth. In other words, this is not a dream. This is not something that we have sucked out of our thumbs, but this is the reality from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And then they give Sayyidina Lut alayhi salatu wassalam the simple prescription, the procedure, what should happen. فَأَسْرِ بِأَهْلِكَ بِقِطْعٍ مِّنَ اللَّيْلِ, so set forth with your family in the last part or in a portion of the night. وَاتَّبِعْ أَدَبَارَهُمْ, but one particular instruction they gave Lut alayhi salatu wassalam was that you will follow your people. They will walk in front of you and you will be behind them. In other words, you need to make sure that each one of them are comfortable. Each one of them follows whatever the commandments of Allah Ta'ala be. وَلَا يَلْتَفِتْ مِنْكُمْ أَحَدٍ, and there should be no one that turns behind to see. There shouldn't be anyone that looks behind to see what is going to happen to the cities, to this inhabitation that is there, and where they should go. وَمْدُوا حَيْثُ تُؤْمَرُونَ, and they should depart to the places and continue going to where they have been commanded by Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Some narrations state that they were commanded to go into the vicinity of Urdun, that is current day Jordan, others in greater Syria, whatever it was, they were told to move in a particular direction. وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ ذَٰلِكَ الْأَمَرِ, and we decreed for Sayyiduna Lut alayhi salatu wassalam this matter, this thing that will happen, this azab of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and what eventually will happen. أَنَّ دَابِرَ هَؤُلَاءِ مَقْطُوعٌ مُصْبِحِينَ, and the roots of this community will be cut off by dawn, by early morning. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows, remember, the important aspect of this is that the azab of Allah will come when Allah ta'ala so desires. It will come how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala so desires. But the theme also is that Allah Rabbul Izzat is Ghafoorul Rahim, and the azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is azabun alim. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.